All right, everybody, this is what's going on. On Monday, August 23rd, all of you are going to show up. You're going to tell your family, your kin, your next of kin, your relatives, your friends, the people you were friends with in college but no longer talk to. All of those people are going to come here to the Hungry Brain at 2319 West Belmont for the you, me, them, everybody super fun special sock hop dance party fundraiser. What does that mean? Well, we have great prizes to raffle off. What do we have, Esmeralda?
Hot dogs.
We have hot dogs. That is the best place to get encased meats in the city of Chicago, if not the Midwest, if not the world. What else do we have?
Permanent Records.
Permanent Records. That's the most hip indie record store ever. It's in Ukrainian Village. I love that place. What else do we got?
Comedians You Should Know.
Comedians You Should Know. That's insane. That's the best Wednesday night showcase. You know what else, Esmeralda? I didn't even tell you this. We got Riot Comedy. Riot Comedy, Chicago Joe's down the street. They're amazing.
Oh, my.
Did I tell you we got Red Bar as well? Red Bar, the comedy club. Everybody's talking about. Reader says it's the best comedy club in the city. Saturday and Sunday, we got that. No, I changed that. We got Friday and Saturday. Sunday, you need to rest because of all that great comedy you're going to see. What
amazing.
Else we got?
Amazing.
What else we got, Merle?
Bottom Lounge.
Bottom Lounge. Well, that's a great venue in the West Loop. We got three tickets to three different shows. That's enough for you and your friends and the friends you might potentially meet. What else we got, Merle?
Bucket of Blood.
Bucket of Blood. Well, that's metal. And if you like metal, you need gift certificates because you might not have a lot of friends. And you know what? If you go to Bucket of Blood, you're going to get a lot of friends because that's how great that store is. What else do we got?
Odd Obsessions.
Odd Obsessions. Well, that's just the best place in the city to find films. That's not a lie. What
and
else we got?
More.
We got more? That's insane. I'm going to kill myself from all of this joy that's producing in my stomach right now.
Don't do that because then you won't be able to come.
Come where?
To the thing. Super fun special sock hop
That's
dance
right.
party.
August 23rd, Monday, August 23rd. Be there, be square, blah, blah, blah. Please come. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for listening. Here's the show.
By the way, Blue Cross of California is the official insurance
of San
Francisco.
Bad Lieutenant, Daryl Strawberry screwed him.
By the way, Bad Lieutenant, not a very good movie.
Awesome movie. Boo.
Best movie ever.
Boo.
You're insane.
I've never even seen it. I just think it's a bad title.
Oh, the new Bad Lieutenant or the old?
I'm talking about the Bad Lieutenant.
The badass
Lieutenant.
Like the
good one.
By the way,
who's
Lieutenant
in it?
Dan.
Nicolas Cage? I don't even know what you guys are talking
to
about.
Win a
All
prize,
I know is that there's a
is
strike.
Is Nicolas Cage's hair real?
Is this Soriano again?
Where the hell is San Francisco?
Soriano?
Southern or Northern California?
Northern California.
Northern California. Oh, there's
that's why it's cold.
Soriano, oh, he just like hit a bullet to third base.
Way to play, way to play.
But it went. He was out, by the way. It was, sounded exciting, but why does he wear the socks up? Just wants to be different?
Socks?
He always has his socks completely pulled up to his knees.
I think that's
the pitcher is coming
you
up to bat
down on
now.
Wind resistance,
his wrist average is .070.
His wrist average. What is a wrist average?
Runs in sequential.
Running and
runners
scoring.
And scoring
Thank you, sir.
See, Sam Fells was supposed to come here and be our expert tonight, but his dad's not feeling well.
Oh, look at a baby girl in the thing.
There's a man on the screen.
Everyone's freezing in San Francisco.
See a man in a helmet on the screen.
I'm just looking at the babies, Kimmy. Ah, there's a nice one.
And there's a strike.
All right.
0-2 for the guy with the dust on his shirt.
Two babies at the bat.
One out. Top of the fourth. Blake DeWitt batting.
There we go.
The count is 0-2. This is an exciting moment, guys. And the pitch.
Ooh, oh, feel the tension.
1-2, one out. Nobody on, of course. Nobody's been on the entire time I've been here.
San Francisco, best known for Dave Chappelle's
and
first
And he struck
special.
Out. Two outs. Hey, have you, any of you guys ever seen a no-hitter?
Fillmore.
Have you ever seen a no-hitter?
I have seen a no-hitter.
You've seen a no-hitter on TV. Anybody here seen a no-hitter in person?
What about Burley?
Me too. It's an most amazing experience
Don't
of all time.
That. Well, I caught a foul ball.
That is amazing. Did you really?
Yes, I did.
See? You need to
explain. But it didn't get out go.
That's like winning the lottery in baseball world.
I stole a piece of Wrigley Field ivy.
You did?
No, I tried.
Gilroy garlic
and they
fries.
Told me they would kill me.
Did you go to Wrigley jail? Underneath the
They did get really mad.
Oh, Wrigley broken field. Bat. And it
and
comes
running,
in,
and
it's in. It's a base hit.
They watched it drop. They almost
Number
don't
55
play.
Breaks a bat, and another tree has to die. Okay? Is that what you want? Look at this guy. He don't even.
And we're going to have an instant replay. Let's watch it again, guys. Let's relive that moment.
Bam, there's a
bat.
Broken bat, blooping, single into left field.
And you got to know there's a lot of Greenpeace people in the crowd because this is San Francisco.
Two outs.
All right.
And there's a swing and a miss.
I like Tia. She's always... She always looks like she's bored and mad at people. I love it.
The rest of the podcast will just be breaths.
Hot
over
foul. The junior Stopka of that stadium just caught the foul ball.
Aww.
That guy's got something in common with you, Junior.
He scares women.
I don't think you can because they got that big net in the back, don't they?
If it goes up high enough.
Yeah.
So Dempster's at bat, which means we can pretty much rest assured this inning is going to be over.
1-2. That was a little high.
Score is still 4-2.
How did they get the four runs? I wasn't here.
First inning, I believe.
First inning.
Of course.
Home run by Okutome.
You know, Junior and I went to a Cubs game earlier this season with Joe Kilgallen,
Cubs
fan.
Oh, there's a base. Base hit up the middle.
Oh, my God. They're going to have to get rid of this pitcher. Uh-oh. The pitcher hit off the pitcher.
Yay, Dempster. Dempster with a base hit. We should really applaud that.
Two on, two out, guys.
Never happen again.
Wow.
He hit a ball, too. He hit a ball.
Wow. If he had not hit at it, it would have been a ball. But
yes, that's what I meant.
Yeah. He had to shrug those shoulders up right down the middle.
Oh, he's cold. He's putting on a jacket to run.
They're taking out the he's putting. You can't put. There's no jackets.
There's no jackets in baseball.
Oh, league of their own filmed at Wrigley Field.
Okay, so the number one position is up again. I don't know what this guy's name is, but there's two on and two out, and
there
it's a strike.
By the way, Tommy Lee Jones is Ty Cobb. Awesome.
Yeah. What about
Tommy
Lee
Jones,
Jones
in real life?
Tommy Lee Jones as Ricky Henderson, not so good. He didn't look as...
He wasn't very fast.
He wasn't as fast as 63, I believe.
Yeah, I didn't really buy
great actor, but
stealing all those bases at all.
It's a little slow in those scenes. I had to speed it up. It looked like a Benny Hill episode.
So it's 1-1. 1-1.
In San Francisco,
and
you get vegan burgers.
And some guy's eating French fries. Yeah.
There was a vegan burger right there. That looked really good, actually.
A ball. It's a ball, guys.
Oh,
outside. Low and outside.
Tim Lincecum hair wig. For $10. Says it right here.
What's that?
Tim Lincecum hair wig for $10. I would have thought it was way more. More video.
I'm so confused.
This pitcher's going to blow out his arm in a year. I could tell. He's done. Just messing up your pitchers.
So people buy the hair wig?
I don't really care. I hope he doesn't because he's making...
Oh, I get it. Okay, I'm an idiot.
You don't make more money than me.
Wait, what?
You can buy a ball cap with the long hair coming out.
Oh.
Like the way that you can get the Manny Ramirez Dodger ones and they're blue and white dreads.
Those will get you arrested.
Loaded.
It's ridiculous.
Okay. They're switching pitchers.
So here we go. Switching
pause
pitchers.
For the cause.
Either we're getting a pep talk and the pitcher looks a little worried.
How old is this pitcher? He looks about 17.
He was born in 1984.
So how old would that make him?
1 year less than me. I don't know.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Junior. How old does that make him?
Is that 25?
26. 26. He's 26.
If his birthday didn't come
I still don't know.
25. No, yeah. 6/15/84.
When is this? Oh, so June 15th. All right.
All
June
right. 15th. 26.
That means he was conceived when? Last
don't
November of 1983.
October. November.
Yeah.
October.
That was a good year
for
sex. It was
a Thanksgiving conception.
Yeah.
Is that you, too? Were you conceived in Thanksgiving?
She got...
This Thanksiving, pick up Inception on DVD.
I wonder when his parents were eating that Thanksgiving dinner if they knew, if they had any idea their son
Castro
would be a Major League Baseball.
You know, Cuba has very poor people, so I've been thinking his name would be Starving Castro.
Oh.
People are dying. They're dead almost.
Yes. Santiago Casilla.
Not good food.
Guys, Santiago Casilla is warming up in the bullpen. It looks like they are going to do a change because the bases are loaded with two outs.
So you've missed
one ball, no strikes.
Tom Green has one
his
ball
arm's gone.
No strikes.
Guys, it's two balls and no outs, and the bases are loaded. He might even walk in a run right now. That's how bad this pitcher is doing. This is getting
two outs.
Scary. What was the pitch count? I just saw it, and I don't read numbers. Okay.
Two balls.
Oh, my God, a base hit. And they are going to score here. They might even score.
Here comes a second. Okay. There's a throw to.
They didn't even bother.
Looks like we got
two runs. And the pitcher scores with his jacket on.
Cubs 6.
Cubs
Giants
6.
Giants 2.
Giants 2. And we still have two people on. We got runners on first and third with two outs, guys. And
one
I have
runner in scoring position.
They're going to make a change. We're watching a replay. And it went right up the middle over second base. And everybody almost scored.
The umpire's working his
ass
off.
But I'll tell you who's going to score tonight. That guy that just hit that ball, right, Junior?
That guy will score
his... You know, bat,
hotel bed.
Corked bat. Okay, we got a left-hander up to the plate, first and third. This guy is Catholic. He just did some Hail Marys.
Sign of the cross.
Audio. All right, here's an audio. If you're right-handed, do you masturbate with your right hand? Quick question. Because I sometimes switch it up.
Absolutely.
I try to be ambidextrous.
Micah Hoffpower is up again.
There are two Hoffpowers in the league.
Hoffpower.
There are?
Two different spellings, yes.
Oh, my God.
Two Hoffpowers. They're not related
at
all.
Remember when Greg Olson and Greg Olson were on two different leagues, and there was Greg Olson, the pitcher, and Greg Olson, the catcher? This was back in, like, 93. I always thought it'd be awesome if they played on the same team. It'd be Olson to Olson.
That was an episode of Bewitched.
Greg. But one of them was two G's.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You Greg remember that, right? I always name obscure baseball players. I think that was a balk, but they did not call it.
Has there ever been a tranny in any sport?
Yeah, in
the sport of same-sex
boxing.
Fucking.
No. No. No.
Oh, Junior, people thought you were a woman. That's why you had to
Because I'm prettier than
out.
A woman.
You had the long hair boxing. They're like, go down to the ladies' league. That guy looks serious about getting a hit.
Not too serious.
Gang!
Struck out. So it
seriously
looks like
struck.
Has been spilling.
That is the end of the inning. I think that's the last time we're going to see that rookie pitcher.
And at the end of the, at the bottom of the fourth, Cubs
Entourage.
Six,
For some reason, an Entourage commercial comes on.
And Entourage nothing.
Entourage. Have never watched one episode.
Oh, you'd love it, Junior. It's so up your alley.
The only reason I've watched so many episodes.
Thank you, Ms. Sarcasm. I will.
Everyone needs one.
Tia, I love the way. Don't you be patting me on the back.
Like a condescending person?
Yeah.
I'm condescending you.
I know.
No, I'm not. Shut up. Let's not get personal right now.
Tech from Real World in a commercial.
Wait a minute, it's a monkey in a commercial.
Do we need to, does anybody want to like fill in now?
Yeah, fill in
I think you guys are just sitting there chomping at the bit to get back up here, right?
You guys are ready.
You guys are like rested up and you're like, let's do this.
I saw Tech from the Real World in this commercial. I'll say it again.
Okay,
now it's time for Telejundo.
Oh, we're back, guys.
We're back at the game here. It is the bottom of the fourth, 6-2, Cubs leading 6-2. Pablo Sandoval.
Up to bat.
Up to bat, and that is a first pitch strike from Ryan Dempster.
I'll tell you what, I'll play both of the buckets concurrently with the action just to...
Okay, we need buckets, though. Thank you all very much for coming out to our special night. You guys all take care. Have a good night. Thank you for coming out. Bye-bye. See ya. We won't. Can you believe what this girl just fucking said to me? She going to tell me don't talk about her. Or what the fuck when I'm up here about to talk about her.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to play Bozo Buckets live on the podcast radio.
Chad Briggs about to play Bozo Buckets by himself. Where's the bucket at, bro?
You can't play with... Well, I mean, it's a one-player game, player.
Player... That's a ground ball to the pitcher, one out.
And I got the first Bozo Bucket in.
Did you just make it in? There is no way that is Bozo Buckets, bro.
Oh, wait, we need another ball.
Bozo Buckets, first of all.
Oh, I lost!
We have a nice medium shot of Dempster on the mound. He's looking really hot right now.
Yeah, he is.
Well, you see how difficult it is.
And Dempster to pitch.
The first pitch from Dempster is a strike on the outside corner.
Guys, Scottsdale Stadium, 761 miles from this Candlestick Park.
From this stadium.
6.2, Cooperstown.
Have a good night. Thank you very much for coming out and joining us.
Oh, God.
Who knew baseball was so controversial?
Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us.
There was a single, guys,
Base hit into the outfield by Juan Uribe. Juan Uribe having a hell of a game today. I believe he's 2-for-2.
Well, it's good to be back with you, Ricky and Tia,
it's
here
in the
booth.
It's good to see you again, Chad. It's good to see you again.
Took a little break, had some cheese and poblano pepper tamale, smoked a cigarette. Just kind of a fuck you to my aortic valve.
How'd that treat you?
Well, my heart seems to be beating slower, but my belly's satisfied, so I don't know.
Sometimes that's all that matters. Sometimes it's about...
My blood is a little more viscous.
Travis Ishikawa.
That's a good name.
Does not look like an Ishikawa.
He does not look like an Ishikawa.
He looks more like a Travis.
He does. Yes. Oh, and there's a deep shot drive. Into deep right Man. Field. Fukudome is there to make the catch, though.
Hi.
Hanzo. So, Kill Bill reference for y'all.
See.
So, oh, sorry, Chad, did you read from this book yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, sorry.
Would you like me to?
I was just wondering. I wish.
Could I have a small glass of warm vermouth? I need to warm up my throat.
In between innings, there will be excerpts from Pitching in a Pitch, Baseball from the Inside.
I wish I would have brought. I have. Bob Uecker's autobiography, Catcher
oh, I love
in the
Uke.
Bob Uecker's great. The Uke.
God bless him. I'm glad he's okay.
And that is a fair ball into left field.
Soriano
bumbles the ball. And
it is of no consequence, so I don't believe they'll call that an error. He just looks like a schmuck again.
I don't believe that is an error.
No, I mean, but Soriano does lead the league in LLS, look like a schmuck on any given play.
That was a nice shot to the opposite field. I like those opposite field shots.
Oh, sure, when you pull the ball?
It's like a forehand
feels
in
good.
Tennis.
Feels good.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's like a forehand?
Yeah,
in tennis.
Absolutely.
It is like a forehand. That's right. That's absolutely right. Okay. That's right.
Tia has to always bring it back to the country club, doesn't she?
The country club?
Well, talking about some rich girl.
I'm not a rich girl.
Gone too far. But you know it don't matter anyway. Come on.
Catcher in the Rye is the title of Bob Uecker's autobiography. It's WRY.
Is it really?
Though.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, it is.
That's a pun.
Bob Uecker. That's our guy right there.
That's a play on words, ladies and gentlemen.
I like me some Bob Uecker.
Love the Uke. Uke.
One of the best things about Major League, Bob Uecker.
Uke had major surgery this year, and he's back in the booth.
What about Belvedere? How's he doing?
Not too well. Not too much.
Never met him before. Who cares?
Back to the game. This year? They had a dog this year, Junior?
That was a great contribution from the back of the room. From Junior Stopka. They had a dog.
They had a dog. Thank you.
Does a dog play baseball?
The Dick Van Dyke Show. They also had a dog. Huxtables. No dog.
No dog on the Huxtables.
You can't have a dog with that many kids.
There ain't no dogs in Brooklyn.
They did have a snake once. Remember, they said snakes couldn't go upstairs and then... Claire got all freaked out.
On the Cosby Show? I do remember that.
Upstairs.
That's right. That's right.
They can go upstairs, yeah. Theo. Like, Theo knows anything about snakes.
He don't know none about
it
snakes.
It was actually just a ripped-off sleeve from one of Heathcliff's sweaters.
Yeah, I was really
He thought it was
out.
A snake.
They didn't show the snake on the air. It was cut out.
What, it was too phallic and suggestive?
I don't think
you're
they really
to?
Got one. I don't think they paid the money.
I don't think they could afford it in the budget.
Really?
90%, a lot of people don't know this, 90% of the budget on the Cosby Show, sweaters.
Sweaters and Lisa Bonet's pancake makeup.
Sweaters.
And flowers for Camille.
Flowers for Camille. I would love to watch the Cosby Show and then just throw in Angel Heart right afterwards. Get my full Lisa Bonet fix.
I have never seen Angel Heart.
You've
is
never seen
it?
Angel
is
Heart?
Is it worth
it's,
it?
It's a really good movie.
Really?
Adrian
Lyne directed
it. Is that
Willem Dafoe as well?
No, it's Mickey Rourke.
Oh, Mickey Rourke.
Bobby De Niro, Lisa Bonet. That's one of those movies where everybody in the whole movie just sweats all the time, too, right?
Because it takes place in New Orleans, right?
Yeah,
it's all
in New Orleans. Yeah.
By the way, this is kind of a big
the whole time.
Cosby got really pissed.
He fired her from the show.
Hell yeah. And then
Bill Cosby fired Lisa Bonet from the Cosby Show because she did nudity in Angel Heart.
But then he made her go to college.
Then he
for
said, hey,
two
you know
years.
What? What you need to know is go to Hillman.
How did they handle her firing?
It's a different world. Ooh,
guys, right now there's two outs, and the count is 2-2.
The Cubs are ahead 6-2 right now, but they're in a bit of a situation.
They are.
They have two men on. The Giants have two men on, two balls, two strikes, two outs. In this pitching duel between Dempster And I cannot recall the batter's name.
Oh, that guy.
Lincecum.
No, not Lincecum.
56, number 56.
His name is like Pablo pitching. Something.
Some guy.
For our San Francisco listeners, things might be. We got a lot of listeners in the Bay Area.
Are you listeners out there in the Bay Area? Yeah, I think it is Torres.
Are you on the iTunes?
If
you're... People in California love the iTunes because Apple, they employ a lot of people out there, and so people love iTunes there. That's true.
Dempster,
look it up.
Is out of breath.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs. This is a big pitch for Dempster here
sure
with two
is.
Men on in first and second. Runners going, yeah. Struck some out. Yeah. Yeah. Se fue para la casa el carajo.
That takes us to the fifth inning.
That's going to take us to the fifth. Ryan Dempster getting himself out of trouble there.
All right.
Well, we're that's right. What's a commercial break? Commercial break.
Try your luck at giving this away.
All right, let's try this one more time here. We've got a great book here, ladies and gentlemen.
What can we pay you to
it's
get
called
this off
Gracie.
How about
it's written by George Burns. It's a number one national bestseller, and we are trying to give this away, and you just have to answer one question, to be quite honest with you. The name of the book is Gracie. What is the letter in the name of the book, Gracie, the first letter?
That
girl that knew that Jimmy Carter was the president of the United States.
Is she still here?
Left.
So, Alexis? Alexis
the
was her name.
The old trivia whiz left.
The name of the book is Gracie. In order to win the book, what is the first letter in the name of the book, Gracie? Who said that?
Who said G?
Who said
who
that?
Who said G? Who's the fucking Poindexter
who wants
in here?
To win a fucking book?
Who's the linguistics master's degree candidate?
Come on up here. Oh, get up here.
K-Rock.
Yay.
Local comedy journalism.
Don't be ashamed
luminary.
Of this girl. Christy Mangle Witten. Winning Gracie Mangel.
Christy, if you want to write about the comedy of today, you got to know about the history of comedy.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, you guys are going to call yourself fans of comedy and not get a chance to win a book written by George Burns? Come on now. Come on now.
He's only been dead for like a decade and a half.
You,
I mean,
he should have called the book, I used to hit that.
Bam!
That's terrible.
They're dancing at the park right now.
Yeah, you can. Sure, dude.
The ladies are dancing, oof, going crazy.
What do you think
Giants fans?
People never look good when they dance at a baseball stadium. It's like it never comes
well,
across
well.
Well,
not these two girls, no.
Ever. When have you ever been to a baseball game and like, man, that dude's tearing it up? You're always like, it's the YMCA.
I don't think
stop
that's why
doing that.
Go to baseball
or it's
stadium.
The
oh,
little
bit
Monica.
I think that's why you leave your house.
Da. What's that song, Mambo number? Which number is that?
Oh, number five.
Oh, we could have used that as a trivia question,
but
you idiot. Why'd you answer that?
Louis Vega.
Santiago
oh, we got
Garcia.
A new pitcher in for the Giants, Santiago Garcia. He pitched 28 innings this year, 22 hits, 2 home runs, 19 base on balls.
And then
we also got a new Emmanuel Burris, no relation to Hannibal Burris.
Hit by pitch, my man.
Hit by pitch.
Take your base.
Those of you don't know the
I think that was my man Marlon Byrd.
I thought that was Ramirez.
Oh, was it?
It looked like.
I'm sorry, I can't see very good from here.
Some guy. Well, they just got a whole new...
There's a lot of moving around.
Actually, that's great advice for Ramirez this year. Just let him hit you. Just let him hit you, son.
Whenever to me, that's like a sign the Giants are giving up. Whenever they're like, because it's the fifth inning, it's 6-2. That's 4 runs, but like 3 people have come out of the game, including the pitcher. That's like to me.
Perhaps,
that's like the coach waving
no,
the white flag.
The
like
old
all right,
San Francisco switch they call it.
Is that what that's
it could
called?
Be the old
San Francisco
Bay Area
switch.
Move around.
Fukunome is up again.
Up at the plate right now.
Kosuke Fukunome, Hoshirezeto. Worst Japanese import since those Priuses with the brakes that failed. Am I right or am I right? Come on.
It's a strike.
We're having a good time.
And it's a quick 0-2 on Kosuke Fukunome.
Yeah, he likes to strike out quick. He's very efficient.
Is it
Kosuke? It's Kosuke.
It's Kosuke. I'm sorry. Kosuke.
Oh, chin music from the new pitcher.
Kosuke almost hit another batter. How many do you think is the most amount?
But he did drive one. He did drive one deep. The BMW ultimate drive.
One pitcher hitting batters consecutively?
Yeah, like, you know, there's back-to-back-to-back home runs. Right. Like, how many back-to-back hit by pitches have there been?
My guess would be three. Fukanome goes out swinging.
Because if you don't yank that pitcher, your entire lineup is going to get hit by pitches the next inning.
I
think there's like a Major League Baseball rule. After you hit two, there's like a warrant, like an immediate warning given regardless to both benches.
If
he were to hit the other person again, then he gets thrown out.
What if he's crowding the plate? What if?
Well, I mean, that's
he's just got a bad arm.
He's just got to figure it out, girl. Like life, you got to figure that shit out.
That's too bad.
I feel like if you hit someone twice.
Baseball is a lot I feel like life.
Baseball's a lot like life.
Hit somebody twice, shame on my bad aim. Hit somebody three times, fuck you. I hit you on purpose.
What do you guys? What is up with his knee socks?
That's his look. That's
I know, he's done it forever. But
I think it cuts off the circulation to his goddamn brain because
that's the traditional baseball look. The knee-high socks.
The old long
socks. The little league look. It's the little league look. But and I know he's always done it.
They used to do that all. Yeah, back in the and they had the stirrup socks.
Yeah, I remember. I loved them.
I have always thought.
Did you guys have the stirrup socks when you played ball?
Yeah.
Those were fun.
Yeah,
I wish people wore stirrups more often in real life.
What's that?
I wish more people wore stirrups just in real life.
If I could find stirrups tonight, I'd wear them tomorrow.
To make their jeans just a little bit tighter, just a little bit more torque around the bottom of the foot.
Soriano with a pop out to right field. I've always thought Alfonso Soriano was overrated.
Yes.
Overrated.
Well, especially since he's been.
Something just happened. Oh, you know what? I think that
Did
was
he
a double
off
play.
The bag?
Double. Oh.
Ramirez stepped off the bag, and
to
he
tell
was...
you what happened here, Alfonso Soriano hit a pop fly into right field, and Ramirez was on first, and then he tagged up. The ball came to first. I don't know if he stepped off the base or what, but like 3 seconds went by. And then the ump gave the really hard.
Yeah, he did that.
He's out.
Punched the air so hard.
And guys, the camera angle and editing was not very good, so it was kind of unclear as to what happened.
But apparently, there was a double play ball. Double play ball.
I thought they threw him out.
I really hope the crew at WGN gets a do over on that.
That needs to get explained right there.
I'm sure tonight the guy that's producing this is like, God, if only.
I bet you the guy. Is there really that much pressure when you're directing when you're in the truck?
I'm
saying when you're directing the Cubs games. At this point,
at this point, probably not.
Old people are falling asleep to this game. Young people are falling asleep to this game because it's a little later.
Free to fall asleep during this game at any point tonight.
I actually worked in one of those TV production booths for college basketball back when I lived in Austin.
Awesome.
I had the easiest job in the world.
I'm serious.
No. It was fucking – it was like I made $150. It was crazy. I basically just kept score. You know the little thing – the little
I like that. That was
no,
crazy,
I've never seen
man.
That kind of money.
$150 they gave me.
I've never seen that money since. Any that kind of $150. That's a fictitious number as far as I'm concerned.
So what did you have to do?
The little they call it the bug, the little box in the usually the right-hand corner of the screen in basketball. I just worked that. I worked the score and the timeouts and there are a few other things. Just you put up a few different statistics and stuff like that. And man, every once in a while, if you fucked up, God damn, those people. I really thought they were all going to have simultaneous heart attacks. So here we go. Here's the.
All right. So here's the.
Here's
play.
The replay again.
Yeah. To get to the game here. Here's the play once again. So Ramirez he touched second.
Oh, he touched
went
second.
Past
That's
the
why.
Bag.
Yeah.
He went going. Past the bag at second. And they're going to go ahead and call that. That's
no
you can't do that.
That
you can't do that.
You can't do that.
I didn't know that.
Not even
can't
in Little League.
That's right.
Fuck
Not even
here.
In Little League, fucking Aramis Ramirez, you multi-million dollar making motherfucker.
My friend is a
low and inside ball one.
That is sorry, I got emotional.
One of my best friends is
Emmanuel Burris back up to the plate.
He's from Chicago. She's a huge Bears, Cubs fan, and she loves sports, and she has a screenshot of an NFL game from a couple years ago where it said the San Francisco 48ers.
Oh! See, someone lost their job. Someone lost their job.
Oh yeah,
damn right.
You're basically you're in a like an 18-wheeler like trailer, and it's just full of yelling, shouting people that just hate.
Well, you brought up Chris Berman earlier, right? I mean, you ever see, like, what's the great thing to do is watch Chris Berman on YouTube before they actually go live on camera, and he loses his shit.
Oh, I want to watch
that.
Yeah,
there's that one famous clip where, he's just yelling at everyone talking in the background and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty great. Because that guy is a gigantic D-bag anyway. It's fun to watch him.
Yeah, I did a sports podcast show. Oh, there's a line shot into right field, but that's foul.
Foul ball. I love the guy that leans over the railing and
tries to get it.
Yeah, and falls over. If you fall over, you get chucked out of that game. You know.
Somebody just recently in the last 2 weeks, somebody tried to catch a foul ball from the upper deck. I want to say in like St. Louis or New York, and they did not catch that ball, but they did fall down to the lower deck.
Oh, I believe that was St. Louis. Wasn't that?
What happened?
Was it Texas?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay sure. I get St. Louis in my home state.
He did live, yes.
That's right. That happened at the ballpark in Arlington. Some drunk idiot fell off the railing.
Oh, and Dentster, get some looking.
Come on.
Let that be a warning to you guys if you're reaching for foul balls.
It's a simple game, people. You hit the ball. You catch the ball. You throw the ball.
You put the balls back in their proper place on the shelf after the ball game.
I got a team that's got a bunch of lollygaggers on there. I said, what are you guys out there doing? What are they doing, Red? Lollygagging. Lollygagging. It's a little Bull Durham for you all out there, kids. A little Bull Durham for you. Bull Durham's a good baseball movie.
Absolutely.
What's the best favorite baseball movie?
Wow. You know, Bad News Bears is my absolute favorite baseball movie. It's so good.
Which one? The Natural.
The Natural's quite good, too. I watched that recently.
And, of course,
on the Netflix
mine is
watch instantly.
Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year. That's
Rookie
a good
of
one.
The Year. I've never seen it.
I love that stupid movie.
Angels in the Outfield is a good one.
With Christopher Lloyd? Absolutely.
Little Big League is the worst.
Little Big League.
Can I stop you right there?
Nobody's brought up A League of Their Own, which is not my favorite baseball movie, but that's a great baseball movie.
Actually, Christopher Lloyd I like.
My favorite.
What is Christopher Lloyd? Is he the angel?
Yeah, Angels in the Outfield.
Angels in the Outfield is
good. Because I thought he was, like, because it would have been weird if he was the manager. It's always weird when I will never see it, but Steve Martin plays a football coach. In Cheaper by the Dozen?
Oh,
does he really? Oof.
No, is that what it's called?
Cheaper by the Dozen?
That's right.
Where they have a dozen children? It's kind of like a Brady Bunch doubled. Because, you know,
well, it's based on
it's the 21st century now, you know.
It's based on a movie from before the Brady
Two
Bunch.
Two Gone.
You know,
Two Gone, that was a hit up the middle.
Another one of my favorite movies that I consider a baseball movie, which isn't really one, is Brewster's Millions.
Brewster's Millions, that's right.
Of course,
that's right.
Because that movie.
Montgomery Brewster was a minor league baseball pitcher.
To write on that, another one of my favorite baseball movies that's not a baseball movie, Schindler's List.
Bring it all back home, Ricky.
It's a giant glove.
Mr. Baseball, that's right. Is that the one with Tom Selleck or is that the one with Bernie Mac?
Tom Selleck.
Mr. 3000 is Bernie Mac. Mr. Baseball.
May he rest in peace.
Oh, man.
Mr. Baseball's the guy
next
that goes.
Next movie night. Mr. Baseball followed by Mr. 3000.
Oh, my God. I might be
we
absent.
We will shoot ourselves in the head.
I was going to say.
The first opening credits.
Are you guys going to drink rat poison vodka tonics or shoot yourselves in the
face?
Yeah,
that's going to be our Jim Jones episode of movie night.
Put on the Nikes and let's ride that comet while we're watching. Is that too old of a reference? I mean, you made a Jim Jones, which is a classic reference to mass murders.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
man, I loved that documentary a few years ago that Jim Jones
about Jim Jones. I haven't seen
that Jim Jones did. That Jim Jones starred in.
That Jim Jones did. The one that he dropped. He dropped that himself.
It was very
Yeah, he did.
Movement.
Jim Jones, originally they're from the Bay Area, I believe.
Yes, it started in San Francisco.
You know what was
church in San Francisco.
You know what was
right.
crazy about that is he had so many fucking lemmings that followed him, just like, because that was the late 60s. He had like all these fucking weirdo runaway hippies that followed him. Oh, that's going to be an
Ryan
easy
Ryan Dempster showing the glove right there. Nice play by Absolutely. Ryan Dempster. Hard shot up the middle. He just stuck
inning.
His glove out and grabbed
We're
it.
We're going to have somebody
end
rotate
of the fifth.
In. What?
He,
what is this? I'm sorry.
I have a very interesting anecdote.
Oh, this is a great...
This is a commercial for Curb Your Enthusiasm. We could probably go ahead and gloss over this and continue.
You
with
can
the
see
podcast.
It on WGN now.
Yeah, it shouldn't be on network.
Should not be on network TV.
Starting yeah, I know you lose a lot.
Yeah, we won't get into that. We can go back to your story. I'm sorry.
How do you do the doll episode?
How do you do any episode of Curb? Do you just write Jeff Garland's wife out of the show?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite thing on that show is Jeff Garland's wife, because every other thing she
you
says is, "Yeah, you fat fuck." Every other line is, you fat fuck, and you can't show that shit on TV. Come on now.
That's ridiculous.
Sorry.
Come back on
now.
To
Sorry.
Jim
Come on
Jones.
Now. Back to Jim
back
Jones.
To the lighter back to
now I feel like, yeah, let's go back to mass murder.
Well, before we get to mass murder, I'm going to let someone else take over.
Are you taking a break?
I'm going to take a break. I think Junior loves to talk about mass murder.
Come and get up here, Junior. How about a round of applause for the wonderful
Junior.
And lovely
Yay. Two fists.
Stopka.
Stopka.
Stopka!
Stopka, Stopka, footsteps.
Perhaps
footsteps.
You could come
Stopka.
Over tonight and we could Stopka together.
Stopka!
Maybe you and me can Stopka till the sun come up.
Oh, clean the schmegma before you come over to Stopka.
You want a Stopka?
Schmegma.
Now let's bring it back. A lot of Jewish ladies like to talk dirty in bed with me.
Is there?
Yeah. Can you Stopka me, Stopka? Maybe you can stop. Don't stop me.
Put your stopka in my schmegma
Keep going.
Bowl.
Don't stop.
Schmegma bowl? Ricky.
I'm sorry.
I am disappointed.
Oh, no.
I am profoundly Ricky. Disappointed that you would call a pussy a schmegma bowl.
Anytime I try and talk dirty, I always mess it up. I'm
How
not
do you
good
talk?
At this.
Hey, yeah. Can you talk dirty as Mr. Baseball?
As Mr. Baseball?
Be Tom Selleck talking dirty as Mr. Baseball.
As who? Say it again.
Tom Selleck.
I don't do a good Tom Selleck
Yeah, who
impression.
Does?
Who
because
does?
He's been culturally irrelevant for
Somebody
35 years.
Somebody needs to corner
years.
That market, though.
Nobody does a good Tom Selleck anymore. What
yeah.
happened?
Yeah. I think everyone's Tom Selleck was just putting on a fake mustache and a Hawaiian shirt.
Favorite
I think,
Tom Selleck movie? Mine, Quigley Down Under.
Ooh, I got you. Oh, that's a base knock up the middle.
That's a base hit into left field for the Cubs there. They got a man on first.
I'm going to tell you mine right now.
We're in the top of the sixth, by the way. We're in the top of the sixth.
It's almost over, folks. Just grab another drink.
And what the hell's the Nationals?
The Nationals.
Used to be somebody else, right?
They used to be the Montreal Expos.
The Nationals used to be the
Montreal
Expos. That's right. That is correct.
Expos, that's right.
That's right.
I want to tell you my favorite Tom Selleck movie.
Yeah, your favorite Tom Selleck movie.
An Innocent Man.
Oh, that's a good one. I know that one. I've seen that one. That's one where he goes to jail.
He goes to jail. He's
wrongly
convicted. Accused by the two crookedest cops. They were just the most evil, just contrived. They should have had handlebar mustaches that they were twirling and t-shirts that said evil cop on them at all times because they straight up framed him when they fucked up. And I just remember about that movie, there was this big, large, he was the largest African American man, and
was
I don't want to say.
Yaphet Kotto?
Wait a minute.
No. Yaphet Kotto always
big
plays
Dingo?
Cops.
He does.
Always plays cops. Mm-hmm. So there's this guy was fucking with him. He was going to make Tom Selleck his bitch. He's like, I'm going to fucking perm that fucking mustache.
Right. Yeah, he did.
Fucking not all in it and everything like
that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so this guy's like fucking him for the first 15 minutes that he's in jail. Of screen time.
Yeah.
Regular days, it's days and days and
for
days
sure.
of
By the
sure.
way,
black
who
cock.
Else before we get to the cum shot?
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. Sacrifice bunt by Ryan Dempster at the plate to advance
that's
the runner
to
second.
That's two good sack bunts tonight by both pitchers.
When you're a pitcher, all you really need to worry about is moving the runner ahead.
Absolutely.
I don't understand this whole Carlos Zambrano mentality of – I have to go up there and hit the ball into the bleachers. Though.
Moving ahead on my innocent man.
Yes,
Danny.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm
all about Tom Selleck stories right now. So hit me with that, man.
So he hatches a plot. Like he's like, you got to kill. Like all his friends are telling him, you got to kill this guy, or he's just going to keep fucking with you. And fucking you, not with you. That was an unnecessary preposition.
No, there. I understand what you meant.
So he hatches a plot where he shaves up some soap and puts it in his mashed potatoes there in the old prison cafeteria.
Yeah, he did.
So, of course,
what does soap do?
My man gets the really upset stomach. Tom Selleck has constructed a shank, they call them, in the...
Or shiv.
I believe this is more
shiv.
Of a shank.
Okay. Shank.
Because what I remember about that, it was plexiglass, and he stabbed him with it while he was on the shitter, and he broke it off in his stomach, and that's how he died. Yeah,
wow.
And he was just trying to pop it like a splinter or an ingrown hair.
Yeah.
You know,
I heard that's what people do. They put shit on knives and put it in your belly, and then you die from the bacteria.
Not from the stabbing.
Didn't even know that.
We ended the middle of the sixth.
We're moving into the seventh here. Junior, do you have a favorite Tom Selleck movie?
It's got to be Mr. Baseball, man.
Those are the two Tom Selleck movies.
I've got another favorite Tom Selleck movie. This was his line in Mr. Baseball.
He goes, he was in Japan, of course, because Japanese people love baseball as
much as we do.
And
they're from the future.
Absolutely.
And they're from the future, and they're better than us.
So he goes,
nobody's going to tell me how to take a shit. Then he goes to the toilet, comes back, he goes, how do you take a shit?
Because they got buttons and bells and whistles and bidets. I've been over there. They have weird toilets in Japan.
It's like you straddle it like you're on a little horsey or something.
Absolutely. A lot of them rock.
Another great... Honestly,
a lot of them have gilded saddles.
You know what movie you never figure out how they shit in? Is Demolition Man. With Sylvester Stallone and Sandra Bullock, Oscar winner Sylvester Stallone.
Oh Jesus!
There's a whole running gag in there. Whenever Sylvester Stallone has to go poop, he goes in the bathroom, and when he goes to reach for the toilet paper, they have shells, and they never explain how it is that you take a poop and wipe your butt with shells. I'm not making that up.
No wonder everyone is pissed off in that movie.
Like conch shells, or how big are the shells?
Yeah, they're like are conch shells like your stereotypical shell that's kind of like white out like
sure.
that. Yeah.
If you want to get into stereotypes,
yeah. If you motherfuckers are like into seashells and shit,
seashells me walking down the street,
yo, man. I saw this seashell the other day. I was like, you motherfuckers are all the same, man. Yeah. All the same.
Can we talk about seashells tonight?
Martin and hermit crabs for you.
Oh,
there's a hard shot up the third base to
Ramirez is
going to
handle that. That's out number one. Well, how many other Tom Selleck? This is going to really test
my other favorite Tom Selleck movie. Yes,
cinephile Ricky Carmona
is Runaway. You guys remember Runaway?
No.
It was from 82 or 83. That was a great one.
So he would do movies in the off season when he wasn't on Magnum PI.
That's right. That's right.
Because he was actually popular back then.
Runaway was. Was he in In-N-Out? That's right. Oh, that's In-N-Out is a great movie. In-N-Out is a really good movie.
And then he had that thing where he said he wasn't gay. So.
Which is odd because of how staunchly conservative. Mr. Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I get
his politics are far right.
He is conservative, but I get the feeling that
he smacks down Rosie.
He knows how to poke fun of himself. Poke fun at himself. He's one of those people like he gets it. Like I know I'm Tom Selleck. I know what the mustache means.
Does he though?
I think so.
I mean, not at a Shatnerian level.
No.
Did you like that new adjective?
That was good. I knew right away what you were talking about. It did not need to be explained.
It sounds kind of yucky.
No, it sounds like a medieval guy who, bidet guy or something. Mm. Shatnerian?
He's a little too Shatnerian for me.
I went to that sketchy Thai place on Belmont. That fucked me up at a Shatnerian level. I had to call in the next day. Oh,
why can't you come in? The Shatnerian got.
I had to buy that special aloe Charmin. You know what I'm talking about.
If Juan Uribe gets another hit, he will
be three for three.
He does not.
Nope, that's going to advance a runner to second.
Drive it
deep.
And
Figueroa with a catch.
No, that's not. He's going to go back. I never know when
Tom
they
I want to talk about Runaway some more because that's such a great fucking movie. Tom Selleck in Runaway. It's like an 82 or 83, and they're like cops in the future. Is that right? They're cops in the future. Oh, the villain kisses Gene Simmons, and he does. He's like this, like, he's like the main bad guy, and it's Tom Selleck and Kirstie Alley. Oh, they're partners, and there's
a very husky voiced Kirstie Alley.
Man, I used to be in love with Kirstie Alley
until she got super fat.
Kirstie Alley, that's right, damn right. Kirstie Alley all through. Oh, goddamn right, son.
She was better looking than Shelley Long, but that is not saying a great deal.
No, I thought Kirstie Alley was like genuinely attractive. Like I never found Shelley Long attractive.
Really,
I was like Kirstie Alley.
She's
pretty, and the husky voice. I'm a fan of the sexy husky voice. Oh yeah.
So you like the Kathleen Turner?
No.
She has big cha-chas though.
No, she does not. We're not talking about cha-chas on this show. Sorry,
everybody. We're not. We just talked about.
Wait a minute. It's not.
We called a vagina a smegma bowl, and you can't talk about big breasts, really?
We can't talk about that.
The standards and practices on this show is all 6 and 7, 8 different kinds of fucked up. I
want to
tell you that right now.
I would prefer if we called them big breasts instead of cha-chas.
What's wrong with cha-cha?
I don't know. That just sounds too infantile.
It is a bit infantile, but so is this is kind of.
Chi-chis is a tits term. Cha-chas, I don't know where that came from.
Cha-chas is just a cheap shit Mexican restaurant that'll fuck you up on a Shatnerian level.
Cha-chas. You go to Cha-chas to get the
Don't
Shatnerian.
Get the tamales at Cha-chas.
We're
they're
at the end
they're
of the
made out of
inning.
Horse.
End of the sixth inning, ladies and gentlemen. Cubs six.
Horse
Giants
tamales.
Two.
Los tamales caballo.
Los tamales de caballo. Tenemos muchos sabores. Tenemos carne asada. Tenemos pollo. Tenemos carne puerco. Tenemos lengua.
Cha-cha.
That's what they call the tongue.
That's right.
Should we give something away?
Who wants a gift? Who wants a free prize?
Nobody.
That table right there does. Let's bring something up here.
We haven't even given away your favorite movie.
Hey, take care. Tim Grimes. Give it up for Tim Grimes, ladies and gentlemen. Catch him. I don't know how often he performs here, but catch him with the Homelands of Accountant Security. I hope I pronounced that right. Tim Grimes, very funny man. And
Chicago Blackhawks, free poster.
We are looking to give away my favorite gift right here. Oh. The VHS copy of Pump Up the Volume.
Yeah.
Round of applause.
Christian Slater.
Who is familiar with the movie Pump Up the Volume?
Come on.
Without any kind of irony or me being silly, Pump Up the Volume is a good fucking movie, man. It's a really good movie.
Where Christian Slater played a very precocious 37-year-old teenager.
He plays a 42-year-old high schooler.
He was like Eric Bogosian in talk radio, but he went to high school. It was really weird.
Who's the girl in that? Samantha Morton? Is that right?
Badoop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop.
Who I had a huge crush on during that movie.
I'm looking.
I had to kill Bob Morton.
I can't read the guy.
I want to say it's Samantha Morton. I'm confident it's Samantha Morton. I know it is.
You made a mistake.
Ellen Green. No, she's
and I
not
had to get rid of that.
Broham.
Broham.
Here's what you do. You look at whoever the star is.
No.
And then it says right Samantha Mathis. That's what her name is. Samantha Mathis.
All right.
Written and directed by Alan Moyle.
I don't know if he ever did anything.
The Moyle cuts off the end of your schmeckle, and then you don't have the smegma anymore. Bringing it all back to circumcision.
We will be giving this away shortly. This will be given away shortly. Two thumbs up from
quickly,
Siskel and Ebert,
quickly.
By the way.
Here we go. I got the question right here.
All right, Leo. Drop the seed of the question, and then we'll get the answer later.
It's about, Christian Slater, circumcised or no?
Boom.
50-50 shot. I'm gonna tag out. I'm going to bring in Mr. Brandon Weatherby, ladies and gentlemen.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.